Well, I think across the world, and particularly in countries like the United States, the percentage of gross domestic product spent on healthcare is rising. And that's not sustainable in the longer run, but as the population ages and people are living longer with chronic and complex conditions. So we have to shift our focus from acute-based healthcare to prevention and also community-based care.
How do you approach reforming something as huge, not necessarily just on a domestic scale, but on a global scale, reforming the healthcare system? How do you go about doing that?
It's important to look at the inherent structural factors that drive healthcare. We have to can't disregard the power relationships that exist in healthcare. We can't disregard that healthcare is big business, that there is a lot of pharmaceutical and device companies that make a huge amount out of healthcare, and that's as well as private healthcare providers. But as we look at the healthcare system, we want to shift people to thinking more about not just the cost of healthcare, but what is the value proposition of healthcare? Are we providing the best quality care? Are we providing evidence-based healthcare? And what is the outcomes of the healthcare that we're providing?
So that brings us to value-based healthcare. Can you just expand a little bit more on what exactly that is and why is it important?
Well, I think it's really summarizes a philosophical perspective of healthcare where you move from just doing things just because you can to making sure that you're applying appropriate and acceptable treatments within an evidence-based framework to patients that really need that care. It also makes a shift from much more the focus on the individual to the population. And we also want to make sure that we're providing the best healthcare for the greatest number, just not a Rolls-Royce service for a very few number.
So that means it would lower the costs of healthcare for those who need it.
Well,
with a better quality service.
Well, I think it's not just about sort of lowering costs, it's about the more appropriate and judicious expenditure of funds. It's hard to see within the current healthcare environment that the costs of healthcare are actually going to decrease, but what we want to make sure that care is given appropriately. For example, there is data to suggest that probably up to 90% of Australians would like to die at home. But in fact, what happens is the total opposite. The majority of people die in hospitals, often in critical care units, receiving care that is futile and not going to really improve their health outcome or decrease their rate of mortality. So therefore, providing care such as palliative care in the community is a much more judicious and value-based approach to expenditure of healthcare in certain individuals.
So you mentioned there for those who would wish to die in their home. Is this system specific to certain areas of healthcare or is it more a whole-rounded system?
It looks at the whole range of healthcare, you know, from cradle to grave. And we have to look at, you know, where are the best spends in healthcare? And certainly when we look across the lifespan, immunisation is such an amazingly good use of resources of healthcare in terms of decreasing long-term morbidity and mortality. So we want to look at where are the best spends in terms of healthcare, and we need to shift the focus from expending the majority of our funds on chronic complex conditions to also shifting the focus of funding and activity to more preventive-based care.
And when we're talking about preventative-based care, are we talking about the role that nurses play in this healthcare system? Because I know, or from what I've read, is a lot of talk about value-based healthcare is also talking about the role that nurses play in this system.
Well, I think it's also just making sure that nurses are able to practice to the full extent of their training and their license. There are many activities that nurses could do, but because of a whole range of regulatory factors, Nurses are not able to practice to the full extent of their license. And so nurses can be utilised in a much more effective and efficient way in contemporary healthcare models. We need to move beyond the very physician-centric models of healthcare to more team-based healthcare. And particularly in primary care and community-based care, nurses play a critical role in delivery of services. So we want to not just look at substitution models where nurses are doing some things that doctors were primarily responsible for, but also looking at nursing interventions that can augment physician-based decisions and really how we work more effectively as team members.
So to put this in a practical setting, how would the practice of nursing change under a reformed value-based health system?
Well, I think in particular, the role of nurse practitioners would increase in importance. Nurses, when they're prepared and credentialed at the level of nurse practitioners, are able to provide care, to make diagnostic decisions and to prescribe medications and therapies. That's just one example. Also, if we look at some of the exciting reforms that have happened in general practice in Australia over the last 10 to 15 years, is the increasing role of the practice nurse. Often doctors have had nurses in surgeries, but they have done more triage-based care or specific task-based care, such as dressings and electrocardiograms. But nurses, particularly registered nurses, are able to engage in more complex care, such as case-based management of complex patients and helping them navigate through the healthcare system. When we look at the deficits in the healthcare system, many of the failures of healthcare are related to communication and coordination. And it's in those areas that really nurses are well-trained and qualified to improve healthcare delivery.
So talking in a 2016 setting where we see rising costs of healthcare, under this new proposed system, what are the biggest benefits for the layperson?
Well, I think improvement in the quality of care and improving access to evidence-based practice. So I think it's just looking at a more systems-based delivery of care, looking at care of whole populations than solely looking at individuals, which is a really important factor in that trend.